Good afternoon and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday, the 7th of March. Sorry, it's a bit late. Obviously had a busy morning this morning. Looking now, Lucas Herbert has started nicely in the golf. He is 3 under through 10, only a couple back, so that's a nice promising start. I don't have any horses. Again, we've got another, whatever it is, owner, trainer, jockey, not really sure what is going on. Strike at Southall. Actually threw all my software out this morning because I couldn't get it. It's programmed for 5 jockeys, and I don't think at Southall there's 5 different jockeys. So when it's checking data, it's looking for at least 5 jockeys to match up, and it wasn't able to do that this morning. So that was the first hiccup of the day. So no horse, but as I say, we've got Cheltenham just round the corner, and there will be action, and anything that comes up before that will, of course, be included. There's not really any football today. We have got the Europa League, and the only real game of interest for me is Rennes versus Arsenal. Firstly, I think Arsenal are too short, and the market is underestimating Rennes. And secondly, I think we will see some goals in this game. And the over 2.5 is definitely coming up a bit overpriced on my figures. So I will be playing the over 2.5 market. I'm going to give it about 10 minutes, let it get over the... let the game get going and get over the 2.1-ish, 2.2 sort of mark. And I will then start backing over 2.5 goals in a couple of bets, 2 or 3 bets. It's currently 2, so yeah, sort of 2.1, 2.2. This game kicks off at 5:55, just a note. Apologies, I sound full of cold as well today. So sort of going to give it 10 minutes. Market will be up around 2.2, and I will start backing the over 2.5 goals, and I will then trade it from there. But I couldn't put anybody off laying Arsenal either, and it's not because I'm a Spurs fan. 2.04 delay is too short from my numbers, so I may well do that as well. I may well lay Arsenal tonight, and that's really all I've got, because it is, as I say, a bit of a nothing day. But tomorrow is Friday, and obviously we'll have an update on both the golf, and we'll be straight into the weekend football. All have a good Thursday. So it's the main bet is the over 2.5 Rennes versus Arsenal. I think you should have made profit on the Roma game last night. I didn't see either game. I saw the penalty incident at United in the highlights after, and I'm a big fan of VAR, but I'm not really sure how he looks at that and sees it as a penalty. I can understand it if he gave it as a penalty on the without looking at it repeated times, just, you know, in the speed of play, and there was no VAR, and he saw it and thought, oh, he handled that. But having been able to look at it numerous times, I thought Paris were a little bit hard done by. It is what it is, but that is the one flaw, I suppose, is when there's a bit of subjectivity in VAR looking at these decisions. The rules, I think, for VAR are clear and obvious, and you listen just to the differing views. I'm told all the pundits in the BT studio didn't think it was a penalty. I was actually driving, and I heard Stuart Pearce was on the radio, and he said it was definitely a penalty. So when I saw the incident, I was expecting it to be really blatant. But it is what it is. And as a result, I actually think United are a bit short for that Champions League now as well. If people like tying money up, just... in the winner's market, they shortened right up. They were 11 this morning, 12. I cannot be giving, even with, United a better chance than Tottenham winning that. I really can't. Different over two legs. And whatever anybody says, they got it. They were completely outplayed over two legs for the majority of it. And that's what I look at. Tottenham, my own team, I look and think, can Tottenham beat Man City over two legs? No. Can they beat Barcelona over two legs? No. Can they beat Bayern Munich over two legs? Probably not. Could they beat Juventus over two legs? Probably not. If they got through Atletico Madrid, maybe. Could they beat Liverpool over two legs? I mean, that, I, being honest, I'd have to say probably not, and that would be my worst nightmare, genuinely. But you know, you look at it and you think, oh, can we please get Ajax or Porto? But yeah, United are too short there for me. You know, it's, but we'll see what happens. So yeah, so sorry, I'm rambling on now, but that is it. So it's Rennes versus Arsenal over 2.5. So I haven't made up my mind whether to Arsenal. I might wait for the team news and see what teams are out, but I couldn't put you off that. Herbert started well in the golf. Obviously, we've got the golfers in America that hopefully get going well today. So I'll have an update on all that tomorrow. Great to see those of you who signed up for the seminar. It really is, honestly, it's going to be a superb, these seminars, and I think they're going to change a few people's approaches. And actually, the key is to make you some money. I think people are going to be very pleasantly surprised, if I do say so myself. So it's great that the NEC is full. I'm looking forward to it already. So obviously meet some old faces, but to see some new people and meet some new people, and I'll hang around afterwards for a beer and that in the bar, just to have a chat to people. So yeah, no, fantastic. As I say, I'm rambling. I think it's this cold. I'm just rambling now, but I will be back tomorrow with a much more full program of things that we can get involved with. So have a great Thursday. Enjoy the Europa League tonight, and I'll hopefully the golfers go well, and I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.